This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, I'm Brenna.
And I'm Brian.
And we are taking this opportunity before we actually put our podcast episodes up to give you guys a little bit of context about who we are as a couple and why we are doing this podcast. So that is what today is all about. So let's go ahead and get started with kind of introducing ourselves.
Yeah. So again, this isn't a full podcast. So we're just kind of going to tell you who we are and why we're doing this and some of the good stuff about what we're doing.
So I think the most important thing to say about who we are is that we are a very loving and committed couple, right? I would say, kind of maybe a little bit obsessed with each other, in fact.
Probably, if you ask some people who know us, probably a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we spend an inordinate amount of time together. We're very dedicated to each other. We also wear wedding rings.
We do.
I guess we shouldn't really call them wedding rings, though, because we're not married.
We are not. We have very, I guess, unconventional concepts of marriage and commitment and what those things mean. Of course, we get questioned about it, and sometimes we just tell people because it's easier and they don't understand that, yes, that's my wife or that's my husband or whatever. But truth is, we are not married. We do certainly appear as any other loving, very committed couple.
Right. And then probably the most obvious one is that we are 20 years difference in age. So I am 28 and
I am 48. So obviously the age gap is... it's obvious. You look very young for your age and, have a face full of gray hair. So there's that. So yes, we do have a very distinguishing look.
That's sure. The one that I think no matter kind of where we're at, we get some looks. We have probably stopped noticing it as much just because it's become so commonplace to us. But
yeah, unless it's so overt that you just can't ignore it.
Which has definitely happened.
Which has happened a few times, for sure. With that, we live in a small town.
Right.
So we live in a town of about 40-ish thousand where, our dynamic doesn't exist, at least not in public very much.
No, we've really only seen two other major obvious age gap couples in our town. So I think for most people, it's a little bit jarring.
For sure, especially, not in our lifestyle necessarily. And of course, we are in a swinger lifestyle and we do play in the BDSM world to some degree as well, which we'll talk about as the series goes on. But for the most part, our age gap and our appearance is unusual, at least where we live.
Right.
For sure.
Definitely. So you touched on kind of the major pieces, right? We are delving into the world of swinging, which we have been for a while now. We've met several singles, a couple of couples, and have plans for further interaction in the swinger world.
Yeah.
We also have played by ourselves in the BDSM world as of right now, mm-hmm. And have kind of experienced some of, the rougher sex and a little bit of bondage. And we've talked about going to some events locally in that world as well.
Yeah. And that in and of itself kind of lends itself to why we're doing this podcast, right? So we are, again, we live in a small town, so we're not just overtly broadcasting to people what we're all about, but we're also not ashamed of who we are by any means. And we've met some very, very, very cool people in our lifestyle, in our town, and surrounding small towns. But why we're doing this is just what you just said, the BDSM world, right? Totally acceptable. Even in a town of 40,000 where we live, there is an annual fetish ball.
Yep.
Where people let their freak flag fly, and it is absolutely accepted, and it's a big deal. It's in one of the more prestigious places in town. It's held in a more prestigious place in town, and there's several hundred people that attend. And
people openly talk about going to it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's like the Adult Masquerade Ball, which is also taking place this year at probably the newest, most prestigious place in our town.
And it's a BDSM.
It is BDSM themed. However... if you even mention the term swinger, people immediately ostracize you. It's like they're going to stone you in the town square. So, while one is accepted, the other one isn't. Doesn't make a lot of sense to us, and so we want to bring a little bit of that to light. We are couples who enjoy having sex with other couples and watching each other enjoy other couples, and the experience that we derive from that is so heightened that it's impossible to describe until you've actually experienced it, and we encourage you to experience it. So for us, it's our lifestyle. It is what we enjoy the most as it pertains to our sexual behavior.
But as we started researching this podcast, what I was just telling you before we started recording this is I loved how many podcasts were out there on this subject and how many people are finally talking about it, because it feels like it's finally coming to a head. Like maybe this is finally going to start being something that's a little bit more normalized, that people are more open to talking about and being kind of a face for. And that's really exciting to me. And for me personally, and I think you feel similarly, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that normalization process for this lifestyle.
For sure. And I was not aware of how many podcasts there were. Obviously, I hadn't honestly listened to any or even researched any until you and I decided to do this. And then you started making it clear that there were a number of them out there. And there are a fair amount, which I was really surprised by. So for us, I think that getting involved in this now is the right time for us personally. And I think for the lifestyle, it's probably the right time as well. It looks like, as you say, maybe things are taking a turn. So hopefully we can help in that process.
Yes, and we're very excited to share some of our stories with you guys. We will not ever preach. We're not ever going to try to provide tutorials. This is just about us sharing our experiences, who we are as a couple, and who we are as swingers. And that's it. And we really hope that you guys enjoy listening to that.
Yeah, we are not educators. We are not going to be preachy. We may at some point have some folks on that we talk to that are also lifestyle enthusiasts who have a much deeper knowledge. So there may be some of that information. But from us, you're going to get all the good and the bad of our experiences. And we have them both. Some are really, really funny. Most of them are super sexy and hot. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yes, and much more to come. Please stay tuned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Find us at Front Porch Swingers on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, and all over social media. We'd love for you to check out our blog at frontporchswingers.com. If you want to support us in sharing our escapades and bringing awareness to the swinging lifestyle, you can also find us on Patreon. Sexy, fun bonuses to come.